Oh yeah. On the topic of paint, if you are out and about at a home show, you're likely to be solicited by Never Paint Again products that, you know, are guaranteeing, you know, lifelong paint. And we are not fans of that. It is a very cool product. It's just not, it's the wrong application of residential housing. It was originally designed for coating water dams, you know, like the Hoover Dam, and cases like that where you can't have any moisture penetration. It's proven to be a very good product. But if you put that on your home, it's like putting a rubber raincoat over it, so all the moisture inside the home can't escape. We take showers, we take baths, we run the laundry, we run the dishwasher, we perspire. That humidity we create inside the home can't evaporate out the home once we put that coat on. And so then it starts condensing on the inside of your wall and starts creating issues, including mold growth and deterioration. So it is a very great product. It's just a very wrong application to put it on your home.
Our official position is any painter that's telling you they're applying a lifetime paint should not be on your property. That's our position.
There is one new product that we're looking at, but it's not a ceramic. It's a cork-based product coating.
Right.
That they spray on, like the hopper looks just like a drywall hopper almost. And it's a cork product that they say is breathable, and they say it has insulated cork. It never goes above, I can't remember the degree, and it never goes below a certain degree. Cork itself doesn't ever pass between these zones, and they put it on roofs, they put it on siding, and it's too new of a product for us to endorse in the desert. They use a home in Spain, a condo that's almost 20 years old, as their iconic
We're still exploring
home.
That one.
And Homes on Homes is a Canadian-based home improvement show, and they love it for up there. But and he's been using it almost 10 years, I think. But, you know, things are very different in the desert southwest sun. So
it is.
I don't care where it's been proven before. Until it passes the Arizona test, it's not getting an endorsement.
Let's see if we can sneak Mike in real quick. Welcome him to the conversation. We're going to go from painting to fascia boards. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. My question is aluminum. What I want to do is, well, what I've got is this 2x8 fascia all around my house for trim. The stuff is warping and cracking, and I'm getting to get really ticked off with the stuff. And I want to go ahead and grind it down so it's more or less flat and cover it with aluminum. Trouble is, when you look at Home Depot, Lowe's, any of these stores, no one has like 1.25x8-inch aluminum trim. And when you look online, it says they will not ship this stuff. Nobody wants to have aluminum trim around here. So is that something bad? Or should I go back to Michigan, pick it up, and drive it back down here when I come back again?
Are you trying to do this yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we do have a siding contractor, JLC Enterprises, that will actually install an aluminum fascia wrap for you. Where do you live? Major
down in
cross
Tucson.
Streets. Oh, you're down in Tucson. Okay. I don't know a tin bending shop in Tucson. I know one out in East Mesa called Weather Shack, who will bend anything for you. That's closer than Michigan. I actually, when we're trying to save people's, you know, Southwest Territorial Viga, I just send him drawings, and John bends up the metal for me, and we apply it. And he's done a lot of various size wraps for me as I'm wrapping 2x8 fascia boards, you know, and he can make them up in 12-foot lengths.
So there's nothing wrong with wrapping the wood around here with aluminum.
As long as you're absolutely positively sure that the top edge of that aluminum is clipped up underneath your drip edge, and we're absolutely positive we're not getting any water back behind it, it's a great idea.
Good, because that's what I intend to do, but I have to go back and forth between here and Michigan anyway, so it's easier for me to go to Menards, which is a whole lot better than the other stores around here.
Menards is a great store. They really are. Well, Mike, we appreciate the call. Thanks a million. All right, folks.
So what's Menards?
Menards is a home improvement store, large, big box home improvement store that I don't know how far west they come, but it seems like about the Mississippi River is about as far as they come. But they're real big in
east of Mississippi.
Yeah, really big. And they are a really good store. All right, folks, I want you all to stay tuned. We still have a couple people online that we weren't able to get to the calls to. Robert wants to know how to cool a garage, and Alice wants to know about elastomeric paint on her home. We're going to have to take those calls off air. We will get your questions answered. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about how to keep a remodeling job on schedule. On schedule. Is it possible? Yes, it is.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.